The U.S. Senate is expected to vote today on a bill that's intended to slow global warming. The legislation is aimed at reducing the emission of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases. During yesterday's debate, the Senate's leading opponent of the bill argued that global warming is simply a hoax. Supporters say the bill is a significant piece of environmental legislation, and the vote will show whether or not senators are serious about protecting the environment, NPR's Richard Harris reports.
Republican John McCain of Arizona and Democrat Joseph Lieberman of Connecticut proposed the bill earlier this year. It would allow electric utilities and other major producers of carbon dioxide to buy and sell the right to emit this gas into the atmosphere. The bill is less ambitious than the Kyoto Climate Treaty, which was rejected by the Bush administration. As Senator Lieberman explained last night during the start of the debate, the goal is simply to hold those emissions steady between now and the year 2010.
In some ways, a modest goal, but a very significant step forward in American responsibility for the global problem of global warming.
Leading the opposition to this bill is James Inhofe, a Republican of Oklahoma. Inhofe dismissed the work of the National Academy of Sciences and other major scientific bodies which have called global warming a real human-induced phenomenon. He repeatedly said global warming is just a hoax.
I was telling my good friend from Connecticut a few minutes ago, if we keep hearing it repeated that the science is real, the science is real, the science is real, that sooner or later they're going to start believing it.
Inhofe drew from assorted critiques of climate change to argue that humans are actually helping the planet, not hurting it, by burning fossil fuels.
Not only is CO2 not a pollutant, which is not a pollutant, but it is a fertilizer. It's something that helps us, and something that would be to the benefit to have more of, not less.
Inhofe showed a political cartoon depicting this bill as the proverbial camel's nose going under the tent. The hump on that beast was the Kyoto Treaty, which would presumably follow. That treaty is opposed by many in the Senate, in part because it excuses China and India from taking major actions. Some economic analyses also suggest that complying with the treaty could cost a lot. So Inhofe is adamantly opposed to the McCain-Lieberman bill.
If the science is not real, if it inflicts all this damage on America, then what could possibly be the motivation? I think maybe Jacques Chirac, the president of France, the other day was correct when he said the Kyoto is not about climate. It's the first component of an authentic global governance.
Nobody else in the Senate went on record declaring global warming a hoax, but others lined up behind Inhofe to oppose the McCain-Lieberman bill. Kit Bond, a Republican from Missouri, said the bill would drive up electricity, gas, and heating oil prices and cost the economy $1.4 trillion.
Talk about sucking the wind out of the economic recovery. That baby would be flatter than a flounder.
That earned a quick rebuttal from Senator McCain.
Well-written presentation by my colleague from Missouri. Unfortunately, his analysis of the bill was not the bill that's before the Senate.
Bond's economic analysis was based on the bill as it was originally introduced. But about a month ago, McCain and Lieberman slashed the requirements of their bill. McCain said an MIT study concludes that the present bill would cost the average American family $20 a year. Senator Hillary Rodham Clinton, a New York Democrat, said a call to action on climate could actually stimulate economic activity in the United States, not create a drag on the economy, as opponents suggest.
What bothers me is this idea that somehow America, the most innovative, creative nation that the world has ever seen, cannot cope with this problem. This defeatism, this pessimism, this fatalism that I hear from the opponents is fundamentally un-American.
Debate on the bill continues today. Even supporters aren't expecting it to pass, but McCain has vowed that he will not let this issue drop. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.